Thank you, for Chairman. My name is Kuniko Takano from Tokyo Metropolitan College of Industrial Technology. My presentation title is Rapid Wireless Transmission of Holographic 3D Images for Remote Educating Process. In the introduction, in a remote educating process using a holographic 3D system, the technique for transmitting holographic 3D images will play a very important role. And the wireless transmission should be introduced around the area where the wired network system cannot be used. For this reason, SSTV system has been studied by many authors. However, it requires more than 36 seconds to transmit one sheet of holographic image. In this report, transmitting time and reduced SSTV process has been presented. First, why we use holography for 3D image transmission? In holography, the information describing 3D moving objects are recorded in the sequence program as two-dimensional fringe patterns. And so various technical tools established in the field of the data processing can be easily applied to transform holographic data or planar images into bitstream data. Sequence of holograms can be highly redundant information of 3D visual images. So even if some deterioration occurs in the quality of the visual information, the transmitting process, the loss of 3D visual information of images considered to be very small. our research purpose of the research, wireless transmitting process may enable us to hold a conference connecting several distant different places where network system is not complete. But the problem in transmitting process adopted SSTV system. SSTV is a slow scan television system using an amateur wireless handy system. Program has been transmitted using audio frequency band 3 kilohertz and so at least 6 seconds should be required for the transmission of the one sheet of the program. A program size is 200 pixels. In order to apply this process to remote education system, we must make much effort to reduce its transmitting time for programs. Our approach is we present the transmit time reduced SSTV with the use of fast FM mode. One is we shall show by comparing our modified processing with the previous non-modified one and forming estimation of transmitted image qualities that we can transmit holographic images rapidly without lowering the level of image qualities. Two, transmission of CGH experimented, and 3D image recovered from received CGH are performed in the space. By careful check of 3D image qualities, they are observed to be recovered with high contrast by using rapidly transmitted and received CGH. It seems to suggest extensively the applicability of our process to remote education system. Proposal system. Number one, what is the first FM mode? Lately, a new transmitter has been produced for pocket communication, and it has a rather wide frequency band of 7 kHz. Fast FM mode takes advantage of this wide frequency band. This implies an extended frequency range, which can be applicable to the transmission program. A conventional SSTV mode just here, and a fast FM mode. We use a fast FM mode. It takes only 14 seconds to transmit one set of program. Next, 3D image transmitting system employed fast FM mode. The system is here. And VC means SSTV transform, VCH1. From the PC1 transmit CGH to SS transformer and put into the memory of the transmitter as a JPEG form. After transforming CGH into audio formation, transmit by a transmitter using 430 MHz frequency range. Receives audio signal containing information on CGH transmitted from a point in a short distance by receiver. Put received signal into SSTV transformer and take out image data, memorizing as a JPEG form. Image data is sent to PC2. And transferred to the display system. Display system is a dotted line. And on DMD panel generate a program electronically through received CGH and then illuminate it by laser as a point light source. Next, the reflected wave obtained from the hologram is projected into the mist space. Scattered reconstructed wave forms 3D images. The display system, details of the display system in the session 3, Koki Sato's presentations. Result and discussion. Step 1, estimation of the quality of transmitted images. First, in our process, the hologram image reconstruction proceeds on a binary device DMD panel. Then we generate the standard images for estimation from the ones obtained by the rapid transmission of images. The test image is this picture. in the experiment, PSNR of received images are determined under the following situations. One is white and black images of any part of any part, and the central part, evaluation of PSNR is performed excluding synchronizing signals and area carrying information. Result one is a PSNR of white and black images about 40 decibel and 37 decibel. Respectively, and the central part about 32 decibel. Next, taking care that PSNR of central part is about 33 decibel when the same image is recorded and played by VTR. Next, for convenience analysis experiment is performed into the same images using unmodified traditional SSTV. Above values are considered to be permissible and the viewpoint of SM ratio since it leads to analysis result as once obtained by applying fast FM mode transmission. It is found that rapid transmission is not accompanied by serious deterioration in the quality of recovered images. Estimation of quality of transmitted image too. Our CGH is produced by adding several circular zone plates. It's called a CZP. For this, we evaluate a special frequency, with the resolution of images, so it's CZP. In producing CZP, the recording wavelength is set as a 632 nanometer. The distance of the forming point of image is 0.7 meter, and the input body is set as a 1 point. Figure shows the images observed before and after transmission. This figure is an uncompressed image before transmission, and this means using a traditional SSTV, and in this case using fast FM mode. this figure shows the quality of images are not so different each other, both in the traditional SSTV and the SSTV employed fast FM mode. Next, in high frequency component of images, a little amount of this distortion appears in the both processes. Inference seems to depend on transmitting time. If some CGH derived from the simple image of figure constructed only by a straight line segment is valid. Reconstruction of 3D image can be possible. a step to transmission of holographic hologram data. This picture shows the recovering characteristics of 3D images when we transmit the hologram data, CGH, or a simple input figure by the FM mode. In this case, before transmitting and after receiving. this implies the possibility of transmission of CGH if it is a simple one or a figure constructed by line segments. And the reconstructed image by CGH after transmission is seen to be suffer from a background noise, but its influence seems to be so small that too much difference cannot be observed. Next, input target objects are face which contains surface and curves. before transmitting and after receiving, and the CGH data and reconstructed image. We see that right side of recovered figure is missing, but the other parts are really reconstructed together with the curves and surface. Our transmitter stores the data of images compressed JPEG format, and so image data is compressed twice before and after transmission. This seems to lead to deterioration in high frequency components of hologram. Conclusion. We study possibility of holographic 3D TV to remote educating process and rapid wireless transmission of holograms. Applying a recent trip produced transmitter with a rather wide bandwidth, and the rapid transmission of hologram is seen to be possible using fast FM mode. As this result, we found that rapid wireless transmission of holographic 3D images seems to be possible with nearly the same level of image quality as a traditional SSTV. It is shown that the 3D object will be reconstructed in a high contrast using a transmitted hologram. Thank you. A color image?
Yeah. There's two questions there.
Two questions.
One is it takes 14 seconds.
Taking 14 seconds?
For the transmission. But is that really transmission delay, or is that modulation, the conversion modulation delay? That's question one.
Image data is so large. The image data converted the audio signal, and then audio signal and slow transmitting, slow transmitting for system.
But once it's an audio carrier.
Oh, okay.
And then you modulate your FM frequency, which is 400 megahertz range. Why does that take 14 seconds?
In this experiment, we use handy transmitter. Transmit the audio band signal.